Blog Talk Radio.
They're not just paying for sex, but they're actually paying for love. But they figure that at least the rules and the parameters and the levels and the boundaries are clearly, clearly marked and understood between both parties. Whereas in so-called true love, there's a whole lot of gray matter. There's very little black and white. There's a whole lot of gray matter. Well, I give you this, and you have the option of giving me this, that, and the third. See, with a prostitute. And by the way, I am in no means, by no means promoting prostitution. But one thing about prostitution is that it's an understood thing. There is no gray matter. It's all black and white. You pay me for this, and I will give you that. Whether it's straight sex, oral, anal, whatever the case may be, there's a price for that. So it's just like the menu at McDonald's. You can get this meal or that meal. And you know how at McDonald's, when you want to break up the meal plans that they have already outlined, or at any fast food place, when you want to take a soda out of the meal, or if you want extra fries and all of that, you pay more. But if you want to subtract that item, you wind up paying either more or around the same price. So, like I said, it's not black and white. All right. So we're going to get into that tonight, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, with this your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Son 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R.
This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also.
So let's get this thing popping. Make sure these meters and the levels is good. Levels is good. Levels is good. Okay, all right. So we're talking about paying for love is cheaper, so I pay. Now, what I mean by that is this. You know, people love or crave or want or need love and affection. They need attention. They need admiration. They need to feel like they're wanted. They need to feel like they're special. They need to feel like they're needed. We hear couples talk about it all the time. We hear people who aren't in a couple. Some people who are single. Plenty of single people say it all the time. And one of the reasons that many people are single is because they were unable to get the love and affection and attention and whatever comes along with that they needed from whoever that they were with before. They were unable to get it. And they stay single for as long as the rejection of those things that they needed are absent in other people. People who have money always get a lot of attention. It's the fastest and the easiest and the way that has the longest longevity. I mean, I may not like it. You may not like it. I may reject it. You may reject it. I may not subscribe to it. You may not subscribe to it. But what we're not going to do is be in denial of it. I've never seen a person that gives away a lot of money be lonely. I've never seen a person who gives away a lot of money be unwanted, unneeded, unheralded, unappreciated. They may not be appreciated on the level that they want to be appreciated, because what a lot of people who give away a lot of money want is to be appreciated beyond what the money gives. It doesn't exactly work that way, but if they stayed the course and went with exactly what they're doing, they would realize, like, yeah, I'm getting what I'm paying for, and you will. People who give away money always have friends, real or fake, however you choose to label them, but they got them. They're there, and they will come around. It's very reinforcing. As long as you keep giving away money, you can best believe there will always be people knocking at your door, inviting you to come to things, blowing up your phone, inviting you to anything that's going on. Because you are helping to finance, and nobody will ever say that all you did was throw money at it. You know who will say it? Your kids and your kids' mother. They will say all you did was throw money at it. But what they won't say is that you didn't provide. That's what they're not going to say. It's hard to argue. Not saying that it's impossible, but it's hard to argue that if you give away a lot of money, if you're willing to pay for something constantly and consistently, that you don't have any feelings for it. Why would I give you my money if I ain't love you? People say all the time, love is an action. Love is a verb. You have to show love. Well, one of the ways that people show love is they give their money. Women, a lot of women, not all women, but a lot of women, really felt it when Beyonce said, put a ring on it. If you love her, put a ring. Well, however the song go, put a ring on it. The ring costs money. And the more expensive the ring, the more attention you're going to get from others. Because the more attention people are going to put on that woman, like, damn, he bought you a hell of a rock. It says a lot about your status. It says a lot about your level of commitment. I don't know why it says that, but it says it. But the truth of the matter is, paying for something and having it agreed about whatever the price is up front makes life a lot easier. Sure, I may not do it. Sure, you may not do it. But for the people who do it, you know, we kind of have to respect the game. We have to respect the game. We don't necessarily have to respect that person because a lot of people use their money for evil. We can get into that too. But one thing is undeniable. Money is the one thing that will allow you to be respected by others. So you get into a verbal altercation about somebody with somebody, and one of the things that people are going to ask you, well, what have you done? What have you done? Especially online, people ask you all the time. What have you done? You know, you talking all of this, but what have you done? Hotep, the Hotep warriors, the Hotep conscious, cash conscious. How much money have you given? People like Umar Johnson, Dr. Umar Johnson, asking, how much money have you collected? You say you all this, that, and the third. Come over here and see if you can battle, if you can go up against this king of conscience, this king consciousness over here. We get money over here. People believe in what we saying because they giving their money over here. It may sound shallow to you. It may sound shallow to me. It may sound empty, shallow, ridiculous on many levels to you and I, but guess what? When you got millions, you're always going to have millions following you. You're never going to have millions or billions of dollars and only have a small following. It don't work that way. Mm-mm. People want to know where you got that money from, and they're going to want to know where they can get some of it for themselves. And they also want to know if you're going to give some of it away. So they're going to hang around with you until you start giving away some. And you're going to give away some. Sure, you're going to give away some because you ain't got that much to lose. You ain't got that much to lose. Mm-hmm. You use it as a bargaining chip. You use it as a form of slavery. You use it as a way of control. But you're going to use it. Mm-hmm. Paying for love is cheaper, so I pay. Going on, y'all. Stacey White coming through. Good to see me from you. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. And Carol Chamberlain, my friend, mi favorita. It's always a great thing to see. Your time, your rest is coming through. She's the best. It's her birthday today. And I say, good to see me from you right here. Yeah, 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 yeah. So what do y'all think? All of y'all know somebody who's been a trick all their lives. Their granddaddy was a trick. Their daddy was a trick. And they are a trick. One thing I've known about dudes who trick, you can't talk them out of tricking. They try to make other men feel bad. You know, like, you know, here y'all out here, what have I heard dudes say, y'all out here got y'all girls out here looking like bums. Meanwhile, y'all out here trying to shine. Your man, y'all not treating y'all women right. That's code word for you ain't paying enough. Your woman shouldn't have to work. She shouldn't have a card note. She shouldn't have to pay rent. You should be paying for all of that. If they have enough money to be able to make those claims, they're gonna make them claims. To me, it sounds like an advertising campaign. Like, yeah, I got a woman and I'm paying for all of this. Wouldn't y'all like to have some of this too? Because you know I got some left. If I can pay for her whole ride, you think I can't pay for y'all admission, tuition, or let's see, admission, tuition, whatever. Yeah, I got enough. We get money over here, baby. We get money over here. Think we ain't where we are? You think we ain't superstars? Nothing makes you look like a superstar more than having a bunch of money. What, I'm lying? Think about it. One thing that we always associate superstars with is a bunch of money. For those of y'all who Google, like I do, I'm quick to look up somebody's net worth. Like, damn, such and such only make that much? It almost fits directly in line with their fame. How famous can you be? You ain't got no cash. Y'all think I'm lying? Okay. TLC was the highest selling R&B group, a girls R&B group ever. Were they not? Yes, they were. Still, to this day. More than Destiny's Child, yes. TLC beat everybody. But we knew that their deal was garbage. They wasn't making no money. And so, although we knew, learned, heard, were taught that TLC was the highest selling R&B group, girls R&B group, they didn't look the part. So in the back of our minds, we never looked at them like they was really all of that famous. Now tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. Because I ain't. Same thing with New Edition. To this day, New Edition, they were the greatest boy band of my era. The greatest boy band of the era before me, to me, was the Jackson 5. We talk about boy band. But, of course, you had the boy bands saddled along with, you have to include, during the Jackson 5 era, you have to kind of include, kind of, not all the way, kind of include the Beatles, because they came on the heels of that. But the Beatles were over by 1970, so the Jackson 5 was still in effect for another 10 years. But we never associated the Jackson 5 with a bunch of money. Same thing with New Edition. We know New Edition was getting jerked. So although I have never met a black person who was a teenager in the 80s who is not a New Edition fan. But in the back of our minds, it's hard for us to look at New Edition as all that famous. We'd be surprised when white people know New Edition. Yeah, they know New Edition. They had hit songs everywhere. They weren't just played on local black radio, but they wasn't getting that money. So we look at the bands that came after them and copied them, like the Backstreet Boys, like New Kids on the Block, because they made a bunch of money. So we looked at them like they were more famous. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. There ain't too many groups who have done what New Edition has done. Now, New Edition never outsold anybody. But they were definitely famous. They just weren't rich. So their following till this very day still looks like a small cult following. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. Boyz II Men is the highest selling R&B group ever. We don't even know how much money they made. We know they escaped a bad deal with Michael Bivins. So we figured they made some kind of money. I know when I went to their studio, the boy, Sean? That's the dark skinned boy, right? Yeah. He pulled up in a 600 Benz. This was 1995. Got a 600. 600 V12. In 1995, yeah, I ain't really getting no big body bangs, baby. Big body. So, anyway, they didn't have a lot of money to give, and they weren't associated with a lot of money. Not Boyz II Men, but New Edition, Jackson 5. We don't know how much Jackson 5 made. We know that through Motown, they could have only been making but so much, but they... Because they had their dad, you know, they found a way to get money. And we know Michael Jackson who was the biggest superstar ever. We know he had a bunch of money. And we know that he was willing to give away a bunch of money. We know it. Michael Jackson made a bunch of money, and he also gave away a lot of money. He put his money where his mouth was all the time. All the time. So people loved him. Of course, he was a great singer, great entertainer, and whatever else you say. But one thing is for sure, he paid his way. Carol said, new mic? No, that's the old mic. I got three that I switch up. But I'll tell you why I switched back to this mic. And I might just keep it here. First of all, I ain't going to lie, Carol. I switched up the mics because I paid for these mics. None of these mics are cheap. I paid for these shit. So I'd be like, look, I'm going to switch them up. You just happen to notice. But this mic is good because when people call in, you can hear them clearly. With that Blue Yeti, which is the most expensive mic that I have, as far as sound quality coming from me, is crystal clear. But when people call in, I notice from listening on the callback, on a playback, I should say, you don't hear the callers as clear as you do with this one. So I'm like, all right, we just going to rock with this. We going to rock on, rock out, rock on the damn thing. Carol Chamberlain says, makes sense. We know who got money. Oh, you know what? Hush your mouth. Tanya Rustin says, hey, I can't hear you live because it's my birthday. That's right. Turning up loud. Real loud, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so people who pay for things are always going to get a lot of attention from other people. They're always going to get a lot of love. They are. You know, lazy people love for people to pay their way. It makes people feel important. You know, if somebody gives you something a lot, it's going to make you feel important. Some people who are so egotistical, they start to believe that they deserve the money that people have been giving them. Well, yeah, you know, like, why wouldn't you give it to me? I'm doing a lot out here. I'm doing a lot for the community. You ain't doing shit. People just paying your way. You a fool. But there's nothing more reinforcing than having a pocket full of money and having it grow more and more and more. Somebody financing your mission. They financing your mission. Paying for love is cheaper. Look at Donald Trump. People who don't like Donald Trump wonder, how the hell did he get elected? And why the hell did the black people who weren't on his side in the beginning, why the hell did they start liking Donald Trump? It ain't hard to tell. Number one, this man been rich from the first time we ever heard of him. We have never known him to have any type of financial struggles. Even back in the 80s when he was supposed to be, when he filed bankrupt one time or whatever. Come on now. He's been the money man since day one. So people are always going to be interested in what somebody who has a lot of money and visibility the way he did has. They're always going to be like, how does he get paid like that? And then when he start talking about giving away some money, it doesn't matter which way he was talking about giving it away, whether he was talking about giving money to the HBCUs for black people. How can y'all say I'm a racist? I gave more money to black colleges than any president ever had, including President Obama. And he was telling the truth. The thing is, it wasn't his idea. That was that bum-ass Omarosa. That was her idea. But evidently, Donald Trump understood. If I give away a little cash, give away a little money, give away a little cash, give away a little money, they gonna love me. And it's true. And you best believe that they do. And they still love him. They still want to get paid. They believe all that bullshit he be saying is crazy. And it's real, but I'll think that and until he gets back, they gonna still believe that white, Asian, black, Hispanic, all that. It doesn't make any sense that blacks and Hispanics would like Donald Trump with his history of being racist. But it didn't matter. He was giving away money in their eyes, whether it was a stimulus package, whether it was tax breaks, whether it was funding for some type of organization or whatever. He was giving money. Republicans don't write checks. They don't give away money. Democrats supposed to be the ones that do that. He was doing it. Well, you know he's a Democrat at heart. He was always advocating for the Democratic Party his whole life, and then all of a sudden he turned Republican because he knew that was the easiest way to get elected. He even said that. It's on tape. It's on tape. He called them fools. He said if he ever ran for president, he would run on the Republican. He would run for the Republican Party because they're foolish enough to vote for him. He wasn't lying. But people forgive him for everything, any and everything that he does, because they think that they're going to get some money from this guy. People think that it's because he seems transparent and he's real and he's not your average politician. Matter of fact, he's not a politician, and that's why people like him. That ain't got nothing to do with it. They think they're going to get some money from this guy. They think that he's going to give them something that they've been looking for. Racist militia groups, white right-wing radicals think that he's going to give them the green light to act a fool and to secularize and separate this country so that white people can have it all back again. That's about money, too. All of the black people, and I mean each and every last one of the black people that I know that like Donald Trump, they said it was because of the money that he was giving away. Or that he was going to allow us to be able to make. I don't know who y'all know. I'm just talking about the people that I know. And the people that I don't know, I've heard people talk about it. I've heard these black people talk about it. Make sure that y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. Yeah, when you give away money, you're always going to have a lot of people around you. They're going to try to get that money. And a lot of people who give away a lot of money, they don't want to be associated with giving away money strictly because it makes them feel worthless beyond the money. Well, would you love me if I didn't pay you? Would you love me if I didn't give you money? Would you love me if I didn't finance you? Yeah, I probably still love you because you financed me before, but it ain't going to be that same amount of active love. I'm going to have to find me another pigeon, find me another chicken, find me another milk, cow. I still love you. I'll never forget what you did for me. But I still need some more done for me, so I got to go over here. I need me another sucker. So, of course, people who give away a bunch of money and get love that way, of course they're going to say, no, they would still love me if I didn't give them away, if I didn't give them money. I hope you're never in the position to have to find that out. Because many people have found out. How many times we heard a man say, yeah, when the money was here, the woman was here, the friends was here, the lovers was here. When the money left, she took the kids, she left, the cars left, the houses left, the money was gone, the friends was gone. How many times we heard it said? It's a common story. It's a common story. The OJs said, for the love of money, people will kill their own brother for the love of money. And it's true. But you want to keep a bunch of people on your side, start paying for them. It's the quickest way to loyalty. Yeah, you may not like the tactics that you have to employ on the inside, but you can best believe your phone will be blowing up on a regular basis. You will be invited to this function and that function and all of that. Your popularity is going to be pretty far up there. So why did I make the title of the show Paying for Love is Cheaper? Because when people are in search of true love that does not involve money, matters of the heart, first of all, they use money for that too. But a lot of them still get left abandoned, mistreated, hurt, rejected. And it just doesn't seem like true love is as reinforcing as the love that you get when you use your money. When you use the money, it just seems to allow you to persevere longer and stronger. It just seems to really work out in your favor for a long time. Most men love to be depended on. One thing they won't say a lot of times is that the way that I can get her to depend on me is to make sure that I pay for everything. What do women who claim they don't need a man talk about the most? They talk about their money. I got my own this. I got my own that. I can pay my own way. I got this own thing. Oh, I got my own house. Got my own car. Pay my own note. Got my own kids. Take care of my own kids. I don't need no man. All I need a man for is dick. All I need a man for is, you know, I need a little love and affection. But I don't need your money. I can make it out here on my own. And I'm making it out here on my own. They don't say I have my own heart. They don't say I have my own affection. Some of them will even say that they use their little toys, you know, them little toys that they keep in their dresser, them little vibrating toys. But, yeah, they talk about being able to handle all of their financial responsibilities. What's up, man? Yeah. Come here. Oh, come up here. Come here. Come on, your peoples miss you. Ugh. Ugh. What's up? So, yeah. The women who claim not to need no man, they say that they don't need no man because of the money. So they have reduced a lot of men down to the dollar. So a lot of men who aren't as broad thinking as some men may be, they don't think that. They really do think that a woman don't need no man if she has her own money. He figures the only way I'm going to be able to control her is to make more money than her. I need to make her need me by providing what she doesn't have. She already got more money. She already has enough money, maybe even more money than me. So what she need me for? Look, his whole self-esteem, his whole pride system is based on money. It's misguided. It's all messed up. It's a terrible way to feel, but that's the way he feels. He's stuck there. He's going to be there for the foreseeable future. He's going to be there for the future. And he ain't the only one there. He won't be alone. A lot of men can't deal with a woman who makes more money than they do. A lot of men can't deal with it. It could easily be said that they weren't taught right. They weren't shown what true love is. But see, you see that aspect of what true love is, it gets lost in the financial part of it. Love, affection, companionship, having somebody to share with. Sharing means a lot. Well, when we say share, we're not just talking about what you can give to somebody physically. When you share, you give of yourself. Not just your time and your effort, but you share your world with somebody. It means that you also trust them. You share your trust. Like, you let them know, like, listen, I really feel so close to you. I feel like I can really free myself of the rest of the world with you. I can share what I really feel about everything with you. And I hope that you can do the same with me. A lot of people don't have that in a relationship or in a marriage. They don't have that. So they reduce it to what they can have. The money.
I got some money.
This is how I keep Big Butt Tanya. This is how I keep her on my side. I keep a knot. You know, whenever Big Butt Tanya start acting funny, you know what I mean? Keep her back, keep her in line. She mean you ain't giving up no Big Butt tonight. Oh, yes, you are. How much for Big Butt? I mean, it's nice to pretend that's the way it is. Oh, wait. Not Tanya Respis. Wait. Not that Tanya. Big Butt Tanya. It's spelled differently. All right. Anyway. Yeah. It's spelled differently. Big Butt Tanya is T-A-Y. All right. It's T-A. Okay. Anyway, what I'm saying is, you know, when you haven't evolved to a place, there's a such thing, I believe, as having your evolvement or your evolution stifled, stymied, arrested, because you haven't been shown that you can get things beyond the money. But you know that money will get you whatever you want in some form. It may not get you the purest, cleanest, and most true things, but it will definitely get you some things in bulk. And you can choose from there. You can choose from there how it plays out. But I say that paying for love is cheaper because you already know what you're going to get for your money. You don't know what you're going to get for your time, your effort, your love, your heart, your feelings, your affection. You don't know what you're going to get for that. That keeps changing up. And it might keep changing up because people keep trying to put a money value on that. They might be trying to put a price tag on that thing, and it ain't working out. So it might be better for you to just go ahead and pay up front. My man used to tell me all the time, listen, I'd rather go ahead and pay for sex. I'd rather go ahead and pay for sex than get my heart all into it, my feelings all into it, and get dissed, get rejected, get cheated on, get played. And when he said that to me, I was like, see, it's hard for people who have received love, true love, or who have been through enough of those situations. It's hard for them to understand people who have never had that. When you have been loved and when you have loved, it's hard for you to understand how somebody can make it through their lives without ever receiving any true love. You try to understand. But, you know, when you know how to do something, it's hard for you to understand how come people haven't figured it out. Like, you ain't got to get that to have this. I've been having this for years, and I ain't paid for it. It's like knowing a store where you can get products cheaper and knowing somebody who has been paying all of this money for that. Like, you ain't got to pay that much for that. Like, I go over here and I get these for this much. And you know, those people be looking at you like, you got what for how much? No, you didn't. And you like, yes, I did. And they telling you, well, you must have got the fake one. You must have got the knockoff because you can't get that for this. And you tell them, or you show them where you got it. And they like, so all of this time I've been paying this much? Like, yeah, I don't know why. Mm-mm. All my people, we only pay this. We go over here. Well, when you pay for the love, you know exactly what it is. This is where my money goes. This is like, all right, I need back rubs, massages, I need blowjobs, I need whatever. And I'll give you this much for it. Without the money, it's like, well, I don't feel like giving you no head tonight. You know, she might not feel like giving you no head that night. You might not be getting no ass that night. She got headaches. She been having headaches. Her period been on for 13 weeks, and she not premenopausal. Like, you like, what's going on? Like, I don't know what's going on with my body. What's going on with that body? Is that you ain't paying that money? If you was paying for that, like, I'm paying for that period to be off tonight. Here, like, yo, my period just went off. It's a miracle. Yeah, it's a miracle. And I ain't trying to oversimplify it, y'all. And I realize that it's not like that with everybody. But it is that way when it is that way. And ain't no use in us trying to deny it. It doesn't have to work for you. It doesn't have to be that way in your world. But it is that way in many parts of the world. So many parts of the world, so many things in the world are run by money. Even when they say they aren't, they are. They are. And it's something we got to deal with. But just like anything else, once you understand the rules, then you can go ahead and play the game. You might even win it. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs. Yes, yes, yes. So let's get on to it. Get involved, these puzzle pieces right now. We going to solve it. Carol says, I feel like everything is about money. I'm just saying, hey, listen, in this capitalistic society that we live in, they have made it clear that that everything that we see, hear, do, and experience is about money. All right, so let's get to these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 27th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Ontario. Kim Wilson, happy birthday to you. And also Jody Marilando, happy birthday to you. And Tracy Phipps Smith, turning 51 years old today, and Nisha Whitsett turning 41 years old today, and Taisha Singletary turning 43 years old today, and Rosemary Davis turning 64 years old today, and Lolisha Michelle Dickerson turning 65 years old today, and Quinshell Johnson turning 50 years old today, and Dorinda Watson, happy birthday to you, Ma, and Inez McKinney turning 52 years old today. And last but not least, the last shall be first. Go get his own. She's been holding it down since it was the Sun Always Shine show. Easily. My girl Tanya Respis, happy birthday to you. Mark it with a T. Event planner extraordinaire. She's really good at that. You know what I mean? So get in touch with her if you want, for all your event planning needs, especially weddings and anniversaries, bar mitzvahs and, you know, that kind of stuff, birthdays and all that kind of stuff. She can get you right. Very, very, very creative flair when it comes to that kind of thing. So make sure you holler at her. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious July 27th. I hope that today finds y'all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. And check it out and beat game. The money may not rule everything in your world, but everything around in the world, everything else in the world, it definitely has a price tag, and it definitely makes the rain come down and the sunshine. We ain't got to live that way. We ain't got to do it that way. But when I say that paying for love is cheaper, so I pay. I'm talking about those who say, listen, I don't want a whole lot of trouble. So just give me the menu and I'll pay for whatever is on the menu and you serve it like that and everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. It's going to be fine. Sun always shines. Yo. And I'm talking about the sun in the sky. And you know exactly the reason why. I say keep your cash. Unless it's time to pay for some mass, you're going to pay it some kind of way. That's what granddaddy say, but it's going to come down. Pay. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you. Excuse me. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get 'Emism show. So y'all be safe. And do the damn thing tonight. All right, so Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here since you acted right today. Thank you.